You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. To kick off the new year, we started something every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. This is gonna be a wild ride. It's 1975. Did you know? World-changing event. HBO put itself on the pop culture map when it broadcast the Thrilla in Manila, the heavyweight boxing championship match between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier live from the Philippines. The top song was Love Will Keep Us Together by The Captain and Tennille. The movies to watch include Jaws and The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Quotes from 1975, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. McDonald's. We're going to need a bigger boat. Roy Scheider in Jaws. Let's talk about that top metal album. It should be no surprise at this point, you guys. Black Sabbath, Sabotage. Sabotage is the final album in Black Sabbath's historic streak of greatness, stretching back to 1970 when they offered up both Black Sabbath and Paranoid in that very year. Tony Iommi continued his upward ascent, reaching the riffing summit as he defined true heaviness with the likes of the foundation-cracking Symptoms of the Universe. Opener Hole in the Sky was another riff monster, demonstrating that old tricks are sometimes the best. There was wiggle room for expansion, as always, with the band's dynamic songwriting abilities finding their zenith on the winding Megalomania. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you will like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast and do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. The Herman Gletz Company introduced the gourmet jelly bean. The original flavors were licorice, lemon, grape, root beer, cream soda, green apple, tangerine, and very cherry. It was rebranded the Jelly Belly in 2001. And I'm going to add in a little well-known fact that wasn't included in my notes. Ronald Reagan loved Jelly Bellies. On that note, do me a favor and head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today so you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. See you next time.